Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, the West Coast has its Walk of Fame to salute the celebrities who make Hollywood great, so why not a Walk of Fame on the East Coast in, say, Cambridge? City officials there are considering a Walk of Fame in Kendall Square amid the buildings of Harvard and MIT. So the stars on this walk would honor some of the entrepreneurs who were trained there. Project proponents insist that this would attract tourists, so we recently met up with one of them to learn more.
My name is Bill Ouellette. I'm a senior lecturer at the MIT School of Management, and I'm the managing director of the MIT Entrepreneurship Center.
Here we are standing in Kendall Square, which is a very dear place in your heart and is where you want to have a Walk of Fame?
Yes, a Walk of Fame like they have at Hollywood. We need to celebrate entrepreneurship. We retire uniforms for the Boston Celtics, be it Larry Bird or Kevin McHale, for the Red Sox like Ted Williams, for the Bruins like Bobby Orr. You know, I think we should be retiring Mitch Kapoor's number here, because Mitch Kapoor was a great entrepreneur who started Lotus Development Corporation, which revitalized this entire area and has created millions of jobs and hope and spirit for a lot of other entrepreneurs that come from around the world.
Walk of Fame like a Hollywood
Walk
of Fame. So little stars in the sidewalk?
Little stars in the sidewalk, absolutely. This is just a nice symbolic area. You have the premier engineering school in the world right over here, which is where the technologists or the geeks, as we like to call them from an honorific standpoint. And then you have over here the MIT Sloan School of Management, which is one of the top business schools in the world. They're the suits. They're the business people. And when these people come together, they tend to create great companies.
But modeling it after Hollywood, a lot of people go to Hollywood and you've got, you know, you can see Ben Affleck's star, maybe. I don't even know if it's there, but, you know, famous celebrities. Not a lot of people know who Mitch Kapoor really is, so you think you'd draw as many people?
That's the whole issue. Amongst the subculture here, people do know who Mitch Kapoor is and revere him. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to promote the culture of entrepreneurship. And culture is about, you know, beliefs, but it's about stories, it's about role models you have. And we need to promote these people. And when we do, then people will want to become entrepreneurs.
So how would you decide who would be on your Walk of Fame? Would you say it would have to be someone who started a billion-dollar Lotus-like corporation, or how big would somebody have to be to make it onto your Hall of Fame?
So first of all, we haven't set up those criteria yet, but you'd have to start a substantial company, and you'd have to probably do more than one company, and then you'd have to be an inspiration to other people by giving back.
Would it have to be local?
Yes, they would have to have come through here locally.
And when do you think it might become a reality if all goes as planned?
Will it happen this month, next month? I don't know. But I think it's what makes Cambridge special. It's this entrepreneurial spirit. It's the ecosystem that's here. It's the culture. And I think everybody's looking for ways to create good new jobs, and this is certainly a way to do that.
All right. Well, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Deb.
Bill Ouellette is a senior lecturer at the MIT Sloan School of Management. See pictures of the proposed site for the Walk of Fame and suggest who you think should be inducted at WBUR.org.